Today's the 577th day of no government here in the North. Obviously, Westminster have powers there, but they're not using them. So we can see the effects very, very clearly here, whether it be in the economy, whether it be on the job market, whether it be on people's health, sitting on waiting lists, people on benefits, families waiting on diagnosis for kids with autism. There's so many issues that we need to be resolved here, and our politicians are failing us at every step of the way, to be honest. Whilst we're talking about this, HMLA is getting paid on average about £137 per day. Meanwhile, we have people sitting on benefits that are forced to live on maybe £8 to £11 per day, sitting jobless because the politicians aren't there bringing the jobs in.
But Northern Ireland is a place, though, that is very... the majority are either in one political camp or another political camp, and I don't think either are prepared to speak out for fear of sort of showing, disrespect for the party that they would support. There is a great amount of people, more than I think people imagine, that are in the middle that just want to get on with things and aren't interested in any of that crack.
That's 100% what we're finding. And what we really believe is people like myself that grew up in one community in inverted commas, through life experiences and through just growing through that. We know that there isn't two communities at all. There's one community. We bleed the same blood. We're still starving if we're having to go to a food bank. It doesn't matter what side of the foil that you come from here. People talk about division. This campaign is uniting people from every walk of life, from every religious background, colour, creed. It doesn't matter because these are real issues that are affecting all of us.
And it has to be almost apolitical, doesn't it, Sinead? Because it has to be non-political because that's politics is not working currently in Northern Ireland.
It's not. Yeah. It's absolutely not. It's exactly what caused this in the first place. You know, we've people saying, but sure, if they go back in, you'll get the same thing. And that's always the way of it. But you know what? See, when you look at electoral statistics, there's a high level of people who don't turn out at all. That's a very clear message as well. They don't identify with identity politics.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're sitting around their house. They can't get a job. They're disabled. You know, these politicians don't seem to have any concept of what politics is supposed to be about, which is what everyday life is about. And your show this morning, we've been listening to people coming on talking about the same things that we're getting together in the North to fight about here.
Yeah.
It's about workers' rights. People are living in an atmosphere of poverty, stress, fear. And top of all that here in Northern Ireland, you have high levels of unhealed trauma. And the politicians have just thrown the book in the air and went, oh, well, we've had enough of this.
Mm-hmm.
See if every last one of us done that in the North. The whole country would collapse because your nurses wouldn't be going to work. Your consultants wouldn't be doing operations.
Mm.
Your teachers would be saying, I'm not educating those children. That is not what real world is about. That is not what our society should look like.
I think we're in the midst at the moment of a lot of problems, not least a mental health crisis. And I think particularly focused in the Northwest. People don't think that that's connected to MLAs sitting on their bums. But it's because if there is a political vacuum, if decisions aren't being made, it's the people that get left behind. And how does that manifest itself? It manifests with people not getting their treatment. It manifests with problems at schools, and it manifests with poor mental health. And, you know, it's about time they got their act together, I think, and got that sorted. But this is interesting. This is not cultural politics, because I think if you're in that realm, if you speak out, you're speaking out against your party's MLA, so you can't. So you don't.
Yep.
This is of the people, and it's next Tuesday, 28th of August, which is Tuesday week, I beg your pardon. It's at 7 p.m. The event we're talking about is the Guild Hall in Derry, but you're saying there's events all around the place, and people should get involved. That's what you're saying.
People should. And you know what? Definitely, I've mentioned it already. The problems that we're having here are very similar. I know you have a government in the South, but you're facing the same problem. And it's societal problems. It's the attitude of the powerful and the rich. They're greedy. And they're putting the people down, and they're not listening to the people. So we demand better. We deserve better. We demand better. And that's kind of what we're saying now. That's a movement that can follow across the borders. It doesn't need to be just here in the North. If the Donegal people want to come and support us, we are always very keen to support others when they're going through the same struggle.
All right, Sinead, is there a Facebook page? I know there's a hashtag, We Deserve Better. But what can people search?
You can search for Derry, hashtag We Deserve Better. We have a Facebook page. We also have Twitter and Instagram as well. So you can get us on there. We've done a video with 54,000 shares in the last 3 days.
Okay, that's so quite a response.
It absolutely is. And it highlights the issues that are going on here. And as I say, they're the same issues, whether you're across the border, whether you're in a Protestant community, a Catholic community,
or none,
whether you're here
or
from
neither.
Syria as a refugee. It doesn't matter. You know, exactly, or none.
Well, you just don't go to church. You don't go to a Catholic church. You don't go to Protestant. You don't care. You just want a government.
Nowadays, you know, that's it. Life is about more than that. That's what we're saying.